This is the Jason and Alexis Show podcast, presented by our delightful friends at The Free House. When you listen to the podcast, you can thank The Free House. We thank them all the time, right, Lex?
Oh, we love The Free House. Thank you, Free House.
Thank you, Free House, and thanks for the beer.
Lex, Dawn, I think we should go to lunch, and I have a great idea. Lex, are you in?
I'm in. Let's go.
Me too.
You're in too, Dawn? Great. We're going to go to The Free House. It's going to be my treat, and I'm telling you, I'm so excited because there are three ways that The Free House can serve you. First, we can go inside. And we're going to go inside, you two. We're going to go inside. Or you can order online now from one of their delivery partners. Or, Dawn, if you don't want to hang out with me,
okay,
you can pick it up from the restaurant and take it home. But I would prefer we all eat together.
Let's go inside.
Thank you.
You know what I want to have, Jason? One of those Roto Bird baguettes.
Oh, I love the Roto Bird baguette. Lex, how about a burger or a salad? What sounds good to you?
A salad, and I need a beer.
Oh, wow. Dawn, listen to that. She wants a Free House beer. Mama needs a beer, Lex.
Mama needs a beer. Mama's getting out. Mama's having a Free House beer.
Okay, well, Lex and Dawn and all of you, go to freehousempls.com. You can see the menu. You can order online and everything right there. Again, it's freehousempls.com.
Fun time straight. Can I still play the clarinet?
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk1071 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to replace Wilford Brimley as the Quaker Oat spokesperson, please welcome Queen of the Oatmeal, Alexis Thompson.
Yummy. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Dawn McClain.
Good morning, and good morning to Kenny.
Hi, everybody.
Hey. Hello. Hey. Kenny actually would make a great Quaker Oat spokesperson. And good morning to all of you on this Tuesday, October 20th, 2020, 5 seconds away from 6:03. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. You woke up alive. Welcome to the most productive day of the week. Welcome to our first blizzard of 2020. Welcome to National Pharmacy Technician Day. Welcome to National Brandied Fruit Day. Welcome to National Youth Confidence Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Alexis, how is that cup of Joe this morning?
Ooh, it is so fresh.
Fresh?
Fresh as can be. I just got it out of the coffee maker. Let's see, it's hazelnutty today.
Okay.
It's a little nutty.
Okay.
And hot and French roasty. So it's delicious.
McLean, Dawn, your tea.
Mine is powerful, rational, quick-witted, and sincere.
Aww.
Nice.
All great qualities in a person and a cup. Kenny?
Kenner Mattel. Mine. I don't know, Jason. Mine's brand new on the market. It's called the Mute Button Blend, where evidently I'll be randomly muted if someone somewhere doesn't like what I'm saying.
Oh, that's right.
I just wish I had this blend about, 20, 30 years ago.
Same.
I could have really used this blend.
I think B. Arthur is getting some ideas from the debate commission. I think she's going to have a mute button at her house that she can press on us at any time here at the station. Bleep, bleep. Yeah.
Well, this might not be a bad idea.
It actually might not be a bad idea. You know, more than I think about it. Speaking of which, let's start there. Since I brought up her name, I put her name out there into the universe. I don't know about you three, but up until yesterday, I had not heard from her in a long time. And now, Dawn, you probably do. You're different because you're there in the building.
Yeah.
So you see her flying around. But I haven't seen her. I've barely talked to her and this is no joke in a pretty long period of time. And then suddenly it all made sense last night because then she sent an email. It was like a bat signal. She sent an email. I'm like, woo, here's a name I haven't seen in my inbox in a while. And it was an email about Project Down and Dirty, the classic radio drama. And I guess this thing is just keeping her and all of the managers, except for Dan Seaman, her and all the managers incredibly busy. Because I guess with the COVID, there's so many things to figure out and it's running them stir crazy.
Just the space. Think about that. Where everyone will be, and we're doing live reads, and
who's going to be where, and where's Dawn going to be, where's Alexis going to be, where's Kenner Mattel going to be, where are we putting Steve, you know what I mean, all of this stuff, and then I was like, oh, that's why we haven't heard from her. So Dawn, has she been a little, when you see her flying in the hallways, does she seem a little stir crazy?
Yeah, she's stressed out about it, for sure. Yeah. It's just, you know, there's a, think about how much goes into even writing something like this. So, you know, this assignment was given to the writer, and he had to create this script, which I'm like, gosh, that's really hard to work in all these people, all these parts. And I mean, that's something that normally would take quite a while. He's had to pull it together in about, I don't know when he was told, but about a month. And I'm like, oh, I just, as a screenwriter, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have a heart attack. But yeah, and then getting it and trying to figure out who's who and all of that, that's just a lot to take on. So she's stressed out. I think she'll be okay, though.
I think she will, but I'm gonna lay off her. I'm gonna be, and well, I haven't talked about her in a while, but I'm gonna continue to be nice for a couple more weeks, because I got that email and I was like, oh, this is why. Because think about it, ladies and gents, we haven't received a Daniels dump in a very long time.
Weeks and weeks,
weeks. We have not received the dumping of emails at 4:58, you know, when she usually sends 7, 8, 9, 10 emails.
Right. Now,
but the gap has been filled by Dan, by the Emperor. He has now come in.
From him more.
Oh, my goodness. How many emails has that man sent in the last week? He has sent more emails in the past 5 days than I've received in the 13 years I've worked here. And I don't know who I'd rather receive emails from. I don't. I was thinking about that. Who would I rather get an email from? The Emperor or B?
Probably the Emperor.
Dawn, you're going with the Emperor?
Because he's not telling me to do things usually.
Oh,
it's just,
Dawn,
I'm just passively reading something that I enjoy.
Yeah.
It's not like, okay, let me write all this down and try to figure out what she's talking about.
Oh, that's good. That's right, Dawn.
Oh, that's not the same spin I was going to give. I like emails from Dan because I can delete them without opening them.
Oh, right. Not have to worry about any action.
Don't even bother. I don't know what this is, and I don't care, and I'll never see it again.
Well, I'm going to spin the wheel and see which one I want to see. Let's see here. Would I rather get an email from B or the Emperor?
Ooh.
B. It landed on B. Yep. B. Arthur.
Nice.
So, yeah, because I'm with Dan. I delete all of his immediately. If I'll look at the subject line, and if it doesn't entice me, nope, delete. Anyway. Well, Project.
I'm just really curious to see how they're going to do this. I don't know if we're going to be getting scripts in the next few days, but to have to create characters,
because
after listening to it, it's him, it's Orson Welles.
This person from scratch pretty much.
Dawn, have you heard, as you've been sitting there in the Jock Lounge, any rumors? Are we going to get anything early? I mean, have you heard anything about Project Down and Dirty?
Not really, no.
That you're legally
just
allowed
they were
to share
waiting
with us
on the script, so they were, you know, waiting until that you can really go forward until that happens.
Yeah.
So
you can't really do much.
Totally understandable. And tickets go on sale at 7 a.m. for this.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
That's right. $10 tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Today at 7.
Yeah. And we're not doing, anybody can watch the reunion show. So we've decided to not sell that separately. So it's just $10 and all of it goes to proceeds for frontline COVID relief charities like Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly, A Line of Care for Caregivers Fund. We have Every Meal, formerly the Sheridan Story, and Springboard for the Arts.
Yeah. So all great charities. And again, they got rid of the second option. They just want to make it easy for all of you. $10. That's easy. Easy, pleasy cover girl. $10. And the reunion is free that we'll do on Zoom. So so as we always do, advance thanks to all the behind the scenes folks, B and Brooke and Jess and the sales team and all of the creative team that we've brought on. Thank you guys in advance for doing this and making us and this event shine. We greatly appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a lot of
so
work.
Much fun.
Yeah, well, TBD on
They're
that one, but
set
sure.
It up for
sure.
Us to have so much fun.
Thank oh, yeah, TBD. Speaking okay. of that, okay. I have a question for you all.
I know, we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun. Yes, Kenny.
This is the first one I've been involved with. It seems to me like our participation is probably fairly easy this year. Would you?
Compared to everyone else's roles, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Compared to other years, I think, short of restaurant, which I think we collectively did about 53 minutes of things. I mean, other than the night of the restaurant opening, and then Lori did about 50 seconds of work that day. That was the easiest one. I'll never remember.
The restaurant,
Lori,
you think was the easiest?
Oh yeah,
we were getting in the cauldrons and cleaning out the beer things. And
no, you did that.
Chopping
remember?
Stuff.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah okay.
No, I think that was the easiest one. And remember, Lori, the night of the night of the actual restaurant opening, when we're all running around serving, we had full sections. Lori was sitting at the bar. Was literally sitting at the bar.
Was that her assignment?
Her assignment was to be a server in the bar, Alexis, not to sit at the bar.
Gotcha.
No.
Okay. Because I was wondering, I was like, did she have a whole section like we did? I mean, I guess the bar is a section, but.
She had a section that she didn't pay attention to. 612. Anyway, and don't forget, our presenting sponsors for Project Down and Dirty, Classic Radio Drama, 360 Painting, and Dr. Ann Aesthetics. Thank you guys so much. Mm-hmm. Let's take a break. Go get some more orange juice. We'll be back right after this.
And now, a hilarious Halloween dad joke by Alexis.
What kind of mistakes do ghosts make? Boo boo. That's weird. Boo boos. Okay.
This has been a hilarious Halloween dad joke by Alexis.
Thanks, Rocco.
Thanks, Rocco.
He just sat there like, all right, that's good, whatever.
Let me just hang there by yourself. Just let her fail. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I hear you had a very exciting field trip yesterday.
Oh, is that what we call it?
I don't know. I'm trying to ramp it up because for most people, it's a Wednesday. It's a typical Monday.
No, that's so true.
For Alexis now, it's a monumental trip.
I'm realizing that I have zero social skills now after being in quarantine. Also, I do not trust myself. And that's the other thing, too, that I'm also just having so many realizations just... that before I didn't really have many boundaries, you know, I'd hug everyone and, you know, you just stand close to be able to hear them. And, you know, it's just a bunch of things. Right. And so yesterday I went to Target, and I think it was also because of the snow that everyone else decided to go to Target too.
Oh, Lord.
It was busy. You guys, I went through and got some produce, and then I actually looked around. I stopped in the middle of the aisle and I contemplated just leaving my cart right where it was and walking out.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
Oh, I do that every time I go.
I'm sure Kenny's done it.
Yeah. Yeah. And half the time I follow through. I just bail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I looked up and it just felt like there's a lot of people in here right now. There's just, no space. Some people on their phones having no realization, you know, the masks are down below their noses. And it's just really an interesting
you bail for study of everyone. Reasons. Different reasons than I do. I just go because I'm fed up. This is stupid.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I mean, it was getting to that point, too, where it was just like, wow, is this even worth it right now? Should I go tomorrow during the day? But I had already, you know, put stuff in there, and I thought, okay, Alexis, you can do this. Come on. You know, it's like giving myself the pep talk. Like, all right, you got this. You got this.
Yeah, you can do it.
Then we get in line, and the lines for even the self-checkout wrapped by the produce, which, you know, that's a fairly, it's like a 30-foot line.
Yeah.
You know, and I know everyone's social distanced, so there's that. But then I went to, you know, regular line, and there's dots on the ground, and the person behind me just had no realizations to that. They're like right up on me.
This is like you went through in April.
I'm sorry.
No, I know you guys, it feels like I'm ancient right now.
Yeah, that's why this is great, Lex. If you hear Dawn snickering and me snickering in the background,
how do you even feel?
Well, Lex, I'm going to say it for the sixth time. You literally are Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's true, right, Dundee? Yeah.
Roller
coaster of emotions, the anger, the swings of just like, I mean, that's just like,
I've given up.
No. You have to just let it go and give up.
That's what I'm wondering, guys. That's why I'm asking, because it just,
makes you so mad that people aren't trusting scientists. Put the mask up and it includes your nose.
Yeah.
Over your nose.
I love the nose trick.
Oh, I love the nose trick. You can't tell if people are smiling. You can't, you know, it just, are you angry? Are you, and I think a lot of people were because of all of the people. So, wow.
For some people, it's a chin mask.
Yeah,
I could have used it. I could have used it in high school when I had really bad acne. It would have been awesome.
Oh, right.
You just pull the mask up.
Well, again, the first time that this started irritating me, and Dawn called it, and Dawn, I don't know if I ever, out of all the stories I said or I told about our vacation in July, because that was, you know, you and I went a month without doing a show together. You were right. You made the prediction, and you chuckled. You said, "Jace, I have a feeling that you're going to get real irritated with the few people that don't follow the rules, like don't put the mask on." And you are absolutely right. And it was just, and there weren't a lot at Disney. I could probably count on two hands, but it was the Yahoos that did the nose thing, where they're just, it is, Kenny. It's like a window dressing for your chin. And I'm like, do you think you're accomplishing? You're breathing in through your nose. So
I want to do that too. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for everybody, but.
Yeah. I hear you.
Just feeling like, what are we doing here? You know, why? Oh, man. It was very frustrating. Why? Meaning like we know what we need to be doing. Why aren't we all doing it? You know?
Got it. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've gotten more comfortable with it as far as, I mean, for me, the anxiety.
Yeah.
The anxiety has gone away, if that's good news. Yeah. It'll just take some practice.
Just keep going out, huh?
Just keep going out. Hashtag, it'll get better.
Okay.
The dangers of Zoom meetings. Alexis has that story. Ooh. Plus, both of us watched some unsolved mysteries next.
Oh. It's never the right time.
Yes.
Thank you, Dawn. Oh.
No problem.
That is an act. It's like you work for the UN. That was an act of humanitarian mercy right there, cutting off that song. Oh, Louis Capaldi.
It's still there.
Well, again, I'm going to leave her alone. Everybody's very busy getting PD&D ready. But if anybody has a spare 20 seconds, could you please take that horrible song out of rotation? Thank you. Love, Jason, Alexis, Dawn, and Kenny.
And the entire world.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Hey, Zoom calls can be very dangerous, especially if you have your ding out. Right, Lex?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah. So I was looking on Twitter and...
I just thought, Lex, I would cut right to the chase.
Yeah, just get right to it. Yes, because I saw on Twitter that what was trending was Zoom D. And I thought, oh, I got to click on that and see what's going on. And turns out the New Yorker and CNN chief legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin.
who I'm a fan of. Yeah.
Yeah. Great work, right?
Great work.
He exposed himself on a Zoom call. So now he's been suspended from the magazine. And so I guess he had an online meeting between some magazine colleagues and some other workers last week. Uh-huh. And he didn't think, he said, I believed I was not visible on Zoom. I thought no one on the Zoom call could see me. I thought I had muted the Zoom video. And he's apologized to his wife, his family, friends, coworkers. But they're not giving too much detail. But I guess he exposed himself during this Zoom meeting. Thank you.
So it was accidental.
Yes. It was actually, yeah, he wasn't being obscene or, yeah.
No.
No, it wasn't. But what was he doing, though?
Well,
did his wife walk into the room and was he just like, hey, sweetheart, do-do-do-do-do-do-do?
Well, I'll tell you what he was doing.
Oh, no, solitaire? Yeah.
I'll tell you what he was doing. If it's a gentleman in front of a computer when he thinks no one's around...
Oh my gosh, I didn't, why didn't my mate, I didn't even think about
that.
I thought he was putting on a show for his wife or something fun or goofy.
No, he was putting on a show for himself.
Yeah, solitaire, oh.
Well, was he, how do I put this, Jason? How was he fully,
Oh, I'm letting you just, letting you marinate. Go ahead. Go ahead, Kenny.
Flag, was the flag at full staff?
Oh.
I think so.
I was thinking pendulum.
No, I think it was, yeah. So, it's very obvious what he was, I think, to me.
Oh, okay.
Alleged, I mean, alleged. But
oh my gosh.
I connected the dots. As a dude, I connected the dots pretty quickly.
Multitasking, for sure. He's on the
Absolutely,
Zoom
Dawn. Yes, he's.
Oh, well, oh my gosh.
He can do doing that and drive tractor. I mean, that's
because,
nothing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Jesus.
Bailing up some hay and canning apricots all at the same time.
Yeah, making a scarecrow.
I'm not even trying to be perverted, but I'm just connecting the dots. And follow the trail. You know, I mean, you're a gentleman sitting in front of a computer. Your pants are off.
In a meeting. Right.
I mean, you're not ordering. Yeah, you're not getting some Tide from Amazon. You know what I mean?
See, my first reaction was actually an innocent reaction because much like women who like to take off the bra, the first thing they do when they walk in the house, it's the same with the pants. The pants are gone.
Oh, okay.
I'm alone. Okay. I don't need pants. I don't need sweatpants. Nobody's coming to visit me. The shades are drawn. Just comfy. It's comfy.
Kenny, you could be right. You know why? Okay, Kenny, I will actually, yes, because, see, I would not go there because I don't like to be naked at any point.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do that. So that's out of my, as a dude, I don't do that. But you're right. A lot of dudes,
it is a
bra kind
pants
of thing. Yeah. Pants on
Think
the ground.
Steph's husband, Lobster.
Yes!
He hates pants.
Lobster hates pants. Yeah, Hanson's... Yeah.
That would be him.
I got to call her Stephanie. I had a woman email me. I hate when you call her Hanson. Anyway, but yeah, Hanson, Hanson's really? Husband, the Lobster. Yeah, anyway. Lobster hates
pants
britches.
Off.
Pants
well,
off.
Isn't that funny how we all read that story and we each had different... takeaways. I thought he was putting on a little fun dance for his wife.
No, there was no puppet show for the wife. Don,
McClain,
what did you?
Yeah.
McClain?
Yeah.
McClain's very
McClain.
Quiet over here.
I just, he's got to be doing something weird because there have been a lot of reports of people like, oh no, she was had her pants off or she went to the bathroom and didn't know that her Zoom was on. But like, it has to be something other than just sitting there without pants on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or nude?
Yes. To have to apologize publicly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gross.
Whoa, what's that?
A zipper.
Some undershorts on.
Oh, I thought that was from the back end.
No. That's a zipper. Oh. It's a horrible zipper.
Too.
Oh, my God, no.
Like
I'm sorry.
Like a zipper to me.
No, what do you think? What do you think
sounded
this
like
is, Colleen and Bradley?
Wait,
what am I, Bradley?
Like pull my finger.
No, but I will admit, that's the worst zipper sound effect I ever ingested. I'm sorry. I have to find a different one. Oh, my apologies. Let me see if there's a better one.
A crisper
here.
Zipper
let's
sound.
Let's audition some zipper sound effects. Okay. How about, here we go. No.
That's better.
That's
not better.
Yeah, that sounds like a suitcase.
Whoa.
Dawn. Like a dog snoring.
Making a sausage.
Okay. No.
Oh, that's a long zip.
My pants are very long.
Wow.
That's horrible.
Oh. Panda just weighed in. You have mail, Jason.
Oh, I have mail. Oh. Let's go to here. Panda, I'm team no pants 24/7. Well, there you go, Panda.
Yeah,
thank you.
Panda.
But she still wears
a lot of people.
Yeah, ahead. She wears the she said this is her, not me. She said she still wears underwear though. But yeah. Kenny, I think you're right.
Yeah. I know a lot of people like that, male and female. As soon as they get home, all the clothes come off except, you know, the under drawers.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I would vote for either. It's either one of those scenarios. It's either solitaire or dude just really likes being nude.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with Dawn in that it has to be something more than just I'm sitting here naked. Like, he had to have been doing something that was offensive. You know, I mean, granted, yes, sitting naked can be offensive, but actually doing something with it, you know?
How many Zoom meetings do you have to do where you're actually comfortable doing one with no pants or shirt on? Seriously. I don't do a lot of these, and for the podcast, we communicate via camera, but when I'm not on camera, my cameras are actually covered up. I've got three laptops in front of me. All three have Post-it notes over the camera just in case.
Yes.
Totally.
Yes.
My mom covers, and not that she's doing anything, but she's, you know, she's covering up all you know, the Alexa, everything out of, an abundance of caution. But no, I would never. Oh, because, you know, your computer could get knocked. Yeah, you could knock your computer and then the camera pans down.
At least put a blanket over yourself.
Yeah, there's that.
I mean, but, I don't know. Can you imagine? This is the way you go out. Like, this is what it's going to be known for, the Zoom guy?
And let me come from a place of empathy real quick. Can you imagine if it was something innocent like the guy just likes to be naked? I mean, I'm not being funny, Lex. You like to be naked in your house.
Yeah. No,
you know what I mean?
Pants off a lot of times. Yes.
Yeah. If it's something that simple, I feel for the dude right now because you know there are bucket heads like us all over the country making fun. You know, he's sitting in embarrassment right now that I would never want. I shouldn't put it that way.
And to say that, you know, I thought I was invisible. I thought I was muted. So there had to have been some sound.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
There's McClane. There she blew. There's McClane.
No, blow.
It's really the sound effects that gets to you, isn't it, Dawn? The sound of people eating, the sound of people drinking, the sound of people playing solitaire.
Ew! Or canny apricots, as you said. I don't know what that's about. And Alexis said making a scarecrow. Whatever that is. So those two phrases, canning apricots and making a scarecrow, I've never heard before. I don't know.
Ew, Jason! That's the worst sound effect.
Oh, God.
Okay, look at the time. Oh, you gotta get rid of that sound effect, dude.
I can't breathe. Oh, and you know what? One of those was accidental. I was laughing. I'm not joking. I'm not gonna tell you which one was accidental, but it was called the one that I swear in my mom's hand, I accidentally hit the one called man peeing.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no. Why do you have that in there?
I don't know. I swear, I promise you, I went to play the sound effect that I know Alexis hates, which is this one. And then my my mouse. You guys got me laughing, and then I accidentally played this one. Oh, God. Okay, 6:40.
Wow. 6:42,
everybody. October's really hot in listener rewards. I can't believe I'm going to try to do this liner here. Gosh. But anyway, you can win a streaming sampler pack, which includes AirPods, MyTalk gear, restaurant gift cards, and more. Go to mytalk1071.com and sign up for listener rewards. We'll be back right after these words. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 1071, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Thank you for being here. Don't forget to download that MyTalk app. And also don't forget, in about 13 minutes.
Ooh, right.
Tickets for Project Down and Dirty, classic radio drama, will go on sale.
Get on the horn on that one.
Get on the horn. Toot your own horn on that one.
Tubing his own horn is really...
That's right.
That was a good recovery, Jason.
Oh, that
Jason,
headline. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
After that story.
Oh, we were dying.
Project Down and Dirty presented by 360 Painting and Dr. Ann Aesthetics. Again, 12 minutes before they go on sale. MyTalk1071.com. Yeah, let me put a button on this. Put a button on the pants here for this conversation. Alexis did a horrible thing to me in the commercial break there. So we wrap up that conversation, I thought, about Jeffrey Toobin. And we go to commercial, and Dawn, being the good producer she is like, Jason, you have an ad in a minute. So I'm like sitting here trying to stop laughing from just our segment. So I'm trying to come down. We're all four of us are still giggling. And then Alexis goes, oh, my goodness. I just saw a newspaper headline. She said the new what was the headline?
It's Toobin his own horn.
And I lost it. So as I'm howling like a monkey, Dawn is counting me down to the commercial. She's like, you have 30 seconds. You have 20 seconds. And then I had to go on and tell you why you should move with AAA while I'm thinking of Alexis saying, tube in my own horn.
And then you said, get on the horn twice. And we're like, nope. Nope.
Oh, man.
You were right, Jace.
Yeah.
Your theory of
pants down. Yeah. There we go. 6:49. Lex, where we were texting last night, because we watched Unsolved Mysteries, season 2 dropped yesterday, and I got through 2 episodes, but let's talk about episode 1, which is called Washington Insider. We won't tell you everything, because we want you to have it unspooled for you or as you're watching it, but this is about Jack Wheeler, who has worked in Washington. He worked in the George H.W. Bush White House. He was instrumental in getting the Vietnam Memorial made. He's a vet himself. He went to West Point. Well, anyway, his body was found in a landfill in 2010
in Delaware,
and it's about his disappearance and where he is. How did this Washington insider end up dead in a landfill? So they go back and they retrace like the last 2 days of his life because he lost his cell phone. So they have
which
security.
He lived on.
Yeah. And so they have security video of a couple visits. Like, he went to a pharmacy, and then he was in a garage that he would never go into, the garage of a building, like a retail building or an office building, and changed into a black hoodie. And then they found his DNA in a dumpster. And it's just, what did you think, Lex?
Well, when I thought it would zig, it zagged.
Yes!
This whole story is just so bizarre. He also had bipolar, so that there's another, other piece of that. And his wife said that he would forget things all the time. He'd forget where he parked his car because he was so focused on his work. He would sometimes go into the wrong parking ramp. This is before all of this.
and look for his car,
yeah,
and couldn't find it, then he would just take a cab home because he just was like, well, I can't find my car. And this particular night, there's footage of him with one shoe off, and then he always had his briefcase with him, and the briefcase is gone, and that's what he was trying to tell the attendant at the parking ramp. I don't know where my briefcase is. I can't find it, and let alone he couldn't find his car. And then you mentioned there was some footage at the pharmacy.
Yeah.
And, you know, still trying to find his car, trying to figure out what to do. He got a ride from some random people.
Yes.
At the pharmacy to the parking ramp. I think they kind of brushed by that real quick. Like, yeah, he got a ride from some stranger that he met at the pharmacy, and they took him to the parking ramp because there he was. But something had happened with those people. And it turns out, too, it wasn't the people who were in the footage, because it looked like there were two young men with him with plaid shirts on. I guess it was someone that wasn't on the video that took him to the parking ramp.
From the pharmacy.
From the pharmacy.
And he was, and Dawn and Kenny and My Talkers, his body, he was badly beaten up. They said the autopsy revealed he had punches to the face and broken ribs and a swollen lip. And it was definitely, well, it was a homicide. It was ruled a homicide.
Yeah.
So the last footage of him is at this hotel around 11 o'clock. And that's and then he was found at about 10 o'clock the next morning in the landfill.
And then they also asked, like, did he sleep in a dumpster? Did he sleep in the basement of this building?
Yeah.
Which seems just bizarre, too.
Yeah, it was... Wow. And how do you go... I mean, the reason I think they're focusing on him is, well, he was a huge Washington player. And how do you go from an influential... I mean, he had security clearances. He was a player in Washington. Everybody knew him. As I said, he was a presidential aide. How do you go from that to ending up dead in a Delaware landfill?
Do you think changing into the hoodie is very suspicious? Do you think that he was had some secrets he was going to reveal, like... He was going to be a whistleblower for something, and he was going to be meeting somebody undercover.
Well, they...
I thought about that, too.
Yeah, we'll leave that there. Dawn, very good detective work. You'll find out in the episode his current job, and we'll leave it at that, could play a role, and it's something that we're dealing with as a country right now. Mm-hmm. And they think that he could have made some enemies.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's what seems odd.
Because they kept saying, oh, go ahead, Lex. I think you're going to say the same thing I'm going to say. Yeah.
I was going to say he had enemies not only professionally but also personally. There was someone who wanted to build a house in an area that he thought should just remain a park. So there's that. There was also a break into his house. So there's that whole other line of thinking, too, where it was a personal thing. Could it have been that? Could it have been, you know, the randos that picked him up and drove him and just wanted to basically rob him? Or is it the professional route, too? Because... like you said, Jace, he had enemies.
Yep.
Enemies really isn't right. Maybe that's not the right word, but, you know, people that he definitely butted heads with.
Yeah, it's good.
I've read too many spy books, so I know what happened here.
Oh, this believe me, inside. Because the hoodie,
they expect
say
to find the body, you know,
no.
Dump a body in a landfill. You just hope to, you know.
Yeah, the hoodie makes people, the investigators, think that he knew someone was coming for him. So,
yep.
Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix, episode 1. You can skip episode 2. It's not that great. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this.